Shalom Aleichem's sweetest friends, this year should be a special school for Mary Mitzvah you. So now I get about your plan to And we're going to be learning the Indian of the Shlesh Svarim, the Din of Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, based on the Torah of Hagohen Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal. In the Gemara in Rosh Hashanah, there's the Zayin on the base, famous Gemara, Amaras Kosbedoi, Amarav Yoichanon, Shlesh Svarim Niftachim Bo Rosh Hashanah. And Rosh Hashanah, three Svarim are opened up. One of Rishayim Gemurim, one of Tzadikim Gemurim, and one of mediocre people. Tzadikim Gemurim are written and sealed immediately for life. Rishayim Gemurim are written and sealed immediately for death. Beinoniim, mediocre people, are Tluyim Va'omdim are in limbo from Rosh Hashanah till Yom Kippur. If they're Zoche, Nichtavim L'chaim. Lo Zachu, if they're not Zoche, then, if they don't merit, then they're written nechtavim lemisa, they're written for death. So it seems like Rosh Hashanah is a done deal for the tzaddikim and the rishayim, and everybody in the middle, the beinonim, are in limbo until Yom Kippur. Nothing happens. To the beinonim, from Rosh Hashanah and Rosh Hashanah. Wait till Yom Kippur. And if they're Zoche, they're written for life. They're not Zoche, they're written for death. Tosis writes that this is talking about the Din in Olam Hazeh, not talking about the Din in Olam Hazeh, it's talking about the Din in Olam Haba. And when it says Chaim in Mavim and Misa, it's talking about Chai Olam Haba. The Tzadikim are written for life in Olam Haba. Rishayim are written for life and death in Olam Haba. And so explains the Kalir and his Piyut of Kiddushah on the second day of Rosh Hashanah. It's tzaddikim l'chai ad shkudim, so it's l'chai ad for eternity. And so writes the Gro, you know, l'chaim takpab, and what the Ramah writes there in Siftes, that we say to our friend, l'shana tove techosev. And the Gro explains, you only say techosev and not say chosim. Why? Kimashikosav Zok the Gro, the Gro always writes Bikitzur Nimrats in his parish in Shulchan Aruch. Kimashikosav Shlosh Svarim, etc. Hainu Lechayo Olam Haba. Kimashikosav Ateis Visham. Not that it says Shlosh Svarim Niftachim, and that you're written and sealed the Rishayim and Tzadikim. And Rosh Hashanah and Beinonim and Yom Kippur are written. So that is all talking about Olam Haba, like Tesvis. Not like the Ran, Loike Ran, Shukasav Leilam Hazeh. Not like the Ran, who says that this relates to this world. It's Tzadikim V'Rishayim B'dinam. It's talking about Tzadikim Rishayim in their din, the din Olam Haba. V'Amrinan V'Adim Midon V'Rosh Hashanah, V'Gzar Din Shalom Nechtam V'Yom HaKippurim. We say that a person is judged in Rosh Hashanah, and his Gzal Din is sealed and Yom Kippur. Because we say that man is judged on Rosh Hashanah, Gzal Din Shalom is Nechtam on Yom Kippur. Alma Ema Chasima Ela B'Yom HaKippurim. So we see that the Chasima, the Din is only sealed on Yom Kippur. And it's written on Rosh Hashanah. V'masnisim B'chol Adam Ma'ali. And the Mishnah is talking about every person. In other words, because we have a Mishnah and that the Zion, the top, Rosh Hashanah Kol Be'olam Ovim Lufanav Kivnei Mara, that on Rosh Hashanah we're all judged by Hashem. Ela Da'afa Bishin Nichtav M'chozev Asiris Mitzvah Nikra Gzavim. V'nechtam Yom HaKippurim U'Toyva. V'zeh O'Toyel Aseinu Nechtam Al Yom HaKippurim. Just if a person does tshuva, During a service in Tshuva, the Gzar Din is ripped up, and then he's written and sealed, and Yom Kippur for the good. And that's the toelas, that he's not sealed until Yom Kippur. And that's what it means when it says in the Brisa, Zayin Aveis, Shev Bein Time. That if a person does Tshuva during the Seiris Yimei Tshuva, the Gzar Din is ripped up. And that's what we ask Hashem, because during the Seiris Yimei Tshuva, because Svein write us for life, I have already written on Rosh Hashanah, the answer is the Kol Gzar Din Bichtvenu Lechaim. The Gzar Din should be ripped, and we should be written for life. In other words, what is the Gra saying? The Gra is saying that when the Gemara says here, Shlosh Sfarim Niftachim, that three Sfarim are opened up, what's this referring to? And Sadikim, Rishayim, and Beinonim, that's referring to Olam Haba. And this writing and sealing is for Olam Haba. When you meet your friend in Rosh Hashanah, you say L'shana Tova Techasev without the Techasim, according to the Kabbalah. Why? Because the writing is, because we're talking about giving a bracha for this world. We're giving a bracha for L'shana Tova. We're giving a bracha for this world. So when it comes to this world, your Gzar Din is written and sealed. Is not sealed until Yom Kippur, and it's written on Rosh Hashanah, like the Mishnah says, the world judges on Rosh Hashanah. So you're giving the person a bracha that he should be on Rosh Hashanah, that he should be written in the Book of Life, because the din for Olam Haba is nechtam v'nechtam, is written and sealed on Rosh Hashanah for the tzaddikim and Rishonim. But on Rosh Hashanah, but the din for this world, that's the next world. The din for this world, for all people, it's the same. It's uniform. It's universal. That for all people, it's written on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. So therefore, you only give your friend the bracha that it should be written in the Book of Life, because the writing for everybody for this world is done on Rosh Hashanah. And that's why we ask during the Seder Simchat Tshuva, Kasvein, who write us in the Book of Life. Because we're saying that, like the Gemara says, that if you do tshuva during the Seder Simchat Tshuva, the Gzar Din can be ripped up. And then what happens? And then a new one is written on Yom Kippur, and the sealed on Yom Kippur. If you did tshuva. And if not, then whatever happened, you ever got on Rosh Hashanah, you got on Rosh Hashanah. So it comes out that for the next world, everything is done for Tzadikim Hashem and Rosh Hashanah. And Beinonim are waiting till Yom Kippur. And when it comes to the when it comes to this world, everybody is written on Rosh Hashanah and sealed on Yom Kippur. And if you do tshuva between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, you can rip up what's written and get a new Gzar Din on Rosh Hashanah for the better. And according to this, we can understand the different Lashonos between the Mem of Rabbi Yochanan and the Lashon of the Braisa and the Fitzayin on the Beit. So Rabbi Yochanan says a Lashon of Zachu Nechtavim L'chaim. If the person is Zeicha, he is written in the Book of Life. Zachu nechtavim l'chaim. Mashma. Even other mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim given this chus. In other words, three sfarim are opened up in Rosh Hashanah. Tzadikim, Gemurim, Mishayim, Gemurim, and Beinonim. And the Beinonim, Tzadikim, Mishayim are done with. And the Beinonim are tulim v'oinim for Hashanah Yom Kippur if they're zeicha. Meaning, even through mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, and they're written in the Book of Life. And if not, they're written in the Book of Death. Whereas that's Rabbi Yochanan is talking about the next world. The thing for the next world. And there it's enough even through Mitzvah Ma'asim Tovim. Whereas in the Brisa it says that in the days between Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, Hashav Bein Tayim Ochum, it's mashma you need tshuva. It's mashma that you need tshuva, dafka. So Rabbi Itzel Ablazer in the Koich Ve'or noted this in the Rambam. The Rambam says that Beinon Tolom Asad Yom Kippurim Asad Tshuva Nechtam L'chaim. He has to do tshuva, the Beinoni. B'chayra, he should be zocha gam ha'idei shar ma'asim tovim. B'chayra, why does he have to come on to tshuva? Other ma'asim tovim also should tip the scales in his favor. He should be mostly merits, and he gets to be a tzaddik. So why does he dafka have to do tshuva? Why isn't enough with other ma'asim tovim? So them is the muck of the Rambam, is from this Bryson, the Zayin Amid Beis. It says Hashav Bein Tayim Ochlim Ra. So you could have really asked the Kashan the Braisa. Why does the Braisa say you have to do tshuva? However, the Shitas HaTesis VaAgra, we understand that the Braisa is talking about the Din of Rosh Hashanah and Yanei Olam Hazeh, like we see Meforish in the Gemara, that it's talking about, it says, Tshuva Goras Gzar Dino Shel Adam, Kan B'Yachid, Kan B'Tzibur. The Braisa is talking about a Yachid. Rabbi Yochanan says that Tshuva is Mikaras Gzar Dino Shel Adam, and brings a pasuk. Then we ask Akasha that Hashav Ben Tai Mochlim Lo. You're not Shav Ein Mochlim Lo. All the korbanos aren't going to help. So you see that she was not Mikorei Gzar Dino Shel Adam. And the Gemara answers, no, it's not a catch. The Brice is talking about a Tshuvas Yachid. Tshuvas Yachid does not rip up the Gzar Din. The Yechon, who says we do rip up the Gzar Din, is talking about the Tshuva of Tzibur. But the Brice that allows him to Tshuva is talking about the Tshuva Yachid. And that's talking about this world. That's talking about his Din in this world, the Gzar Din of a person in this world. And there you need Afka Tshuva. The Rav Yechanan and Dafshah Tesayim, who says that Shlosh is Farim Niftachim, so he's talking about the din in the next world. As far as din in the next world goes, the Benin Amatzluim boned him. There you just do an extra mitzvah. There all you have to do is another mitzvah and you tip the scales. So when it comes to din in Olam Hazeh, you need Dafka Tshuva. When it comes to, and that's why the Rambam says that he have to do tshuva. Rabbeinu only told him also Ad Yom Kippur he must do tshuva nechman l'chaim. You have to do tshuva to tip the scales. That's talking about this world. Rabbi Yechanan is talking about the din in Olam Haba, that Beinoni Martulim Vohoni Mad Yom HaKippurim. And there it's enough to add Zchuyos. And there's a good reason for this. Because the din of Olam Hazeh, Zman is Rosh Hashanah. And therefore everybody's judging on Rosh Hashanah. And the Ksiva, that's the Gzar Din. That's the Gemar Din. The Gemar Din is written on Rosh Hashanah, and that's it. The Mechaz de Hashem, that we're not sealed on Rosh Hashanah. You can still rip it up. Maybe you'll change for the better. You may Atshuva. And on Yom Kippur. But for that, you need the change to be from Rosh Hashanah, which is the Zman HaDin. And therefore, it's Dafka Shav Ben Tayim. Therefore, you have to do tshuva in the interim. So tshuva is okeres chataim u'mafreya. Tshuva uproots the sins retroactively, and then it turns out v'gloy achshav shenishtana matzava meikara. Turns out on Rosh Hashanah you were really a tzaddik. Retroactively, it turns out on Rosh Hashanah you were a tzaddik. And therefore the gzar din is ripped up, and you're written and sealed on Yom Kippur for the good. But other zchuyos don't help, because It's the cheshbon of this year, it's not the cheshbon of last year. So that's all when it comes to the Olam Hazeh. That's all when it comes to this world. Mashen came. When you talk about the din haruchni, shet tzaddik or rasha shluchai olam haba, there the Beinonim aren't judged at all in Rosh Hashanah, and their din is on Yom Kippur, and if they're zochet through our sefes mitzvahs and ma'asim tovim, they're written and sealed l'chai olam haba, because they're judged based on their matzav on Yom Kippur. So again, when it comes to the Gzar Din of this world, so that's written on Rosh Hashanah. And then Hashem does a chesed for us and says, you have until Yom Kippur to sweep, turn it around, but anything you do, any mitzvah you do is going to be on the cheshbon of this year, not of last year. So since everything you do is on the cheshbon of this year, not of last year, how's it going to help? So the answer is, the way it's going to help is if you do tshuva. And then retroactively, it turns out that on Rosh Hashanah, since tshuva changes the past, so it turns out that retroactively on Rosh Hashanah, you're really a tzaddik. So then the person is sealed, written and sealed on Yom Kippur with a good din. It's written on Rosh Hashanah, it could be for a bad din, for Olam Hazeh, but then he can be sealed and written and sealed on Yom Kippur with a good din. If he does tshuva, the original din is going to be ripped up. That's all when it comes to the din in Olam Hazeh. And then when Rabbi Yochanan talks about Shlosh Hasfarim Niftachim, he's talking about the din in Olam Haba. And when it comes to the din in Olam Haba, the Beinoni, everybody, the Tzadikim and Rishayim, are done with in Rosh Hashanah. And the Beinoni is in limbo. So since he's a 50-50, the Beinoni, so what does he have to do? All he has to do is one more mitzvah, and he tips the scales in his favor. He does one mitzvah. He doesn't have to do tshuva. All he has to do is one mitzvah, because for him, the din is nikba on Yom Kippur. Everything is nikba for him. Everything is established for him on Yom Kippur. The problem I have with this mahalach is that, according to what Rav Aaron Kotler is saying, when the Rambam says to do tshuva, the Rambam is talking about for the din of Olam Hazeh, and he's talking even to the Rishayim. He's talking to everybody. As far as Olam Hazeh goes, everybody can change. And that's why he wants to say pshat in the Rambam is. If you read the Rambam says, "Ubishem shishalkun zchuli tzadim alos b'shanas minsaso." So to every year, person's his merits are weighed. Mishanim tzadik nechtem lechayim. Mishanim tzavasha nechtem lemisa. If a person is a tzadik, life. If a person is a rasha, death. And the beinonim are Tolem Osad Yom HaKippurim, and the Beinoni has the opportunity to do tshuva. Only the Beinoni has the opportunity to do tshuva. Not even the Rasha. According to Rav Aaron, even the Rasha has an opportunity to do tshuva. But according to the Rambam, it's only the Beinoni. And according to Rav Aaron wanted to learn Pshat in the Gemara, that when it says Zachu, Zachu means you just do one more mitzvah. But you see from the Rambam's Lashon that it's referring to that same Gemara. And the Rambam says that he has to do tshuva. Not just enough to do an extra mitzvah. He actually has to do tshuva. No, so Rabbi says, no, he's not referring to that Gemara until Zayin. Amud Beis is referring to the Gemara Yud Zayin Amud Beis, where it says, Hashav Bin Tan Mochum Yor. Yeah, but there it doesn't talk about the three categories of Tzadik, Benun, and Rasha. So the Rambam doesn't seem to be referring to that Gemara. The Rambam seems to be referring to Ramar of Kesvedayim Rabbi Yechanan, to Shosh Yisfan Neftachim. And here the Rambam says, Dafka Tshuva, whereas Rav Kesvedayim says, no, not tshuva. Rabbi Yochanan, this guy named Rabbi Yochanan, he says you have to. He says Zachu is enough, which is mashma, just mitzvah somebody's in tovim, tip the scales. So you can look there in the Sefer Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, his Marich in this. But this is a very, very difficult sugya, and there's a lot more to say. Simur Tzishem, And we will hopefully revisit this and try and understand how the dinim work. Now, Kopanim comes out from the Gaal and from Tosfos that there's a psak din on Rosh Hashanah if he's begetted Tzaddik or Rasha. And that's refers to Olam Haba, so Olam Nafka Mina. So Nafka Mina, even in this world, it's like Rabbeinu Yonah writes in the Shari Tshuva, Ma'awila b'chol kinyanim ra'a b'nei Adonai, but a person has to be good in the eyes of his master. A person has to have a gedur tzaddik in front of a Kodesh Baruch Hu. What does it help everything we own if we're not good in the eyes of Hashem? Better to be a shota your whole life and not a rush of 1 hour in the eyes of Hashem. So this determines how Hashem looks at you. And the person's begather Russia, so then he's paid in this world for his good deeds, and then he loses out in the next world, and Tzaddik is paid in the next world and doesn't lose out in this world. So it's another nafkamina. Another nafkamina would be that is Hashem going to guard you from the Sionos, Ragal Hasid of Yishmor? If you're begather Tzaddik, you have more of a chance. If you're not begather Tzaddik, you have less of a chance. Bless the Atta Bishmaya. And look, this is written in the second volume of the Mishnah Rabbi Aaron, at the beginning of the Shara Aravi, in pages Kuf Ayin Tes until Kuf Pei Beis. So hopefully we will revisit this, and I thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.